Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Waiting for Dalton to grab a seat here.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah, it is. Feel like they could have had a...
We're right here too.
They just moved up to this floor, so they're still getting situated. This is not the same setup that was in here prior to. The last setup I liked a little bit better. It was a little bit more chaotic in my... humble opinion, if my opinion matters. I guess it does a little bit. Or else we wouldn't be on episode, what is this, 249. Don's is adjusting his mic.
No, my headphone is underneath the sandbag.
His headphone wire is underneath the sandbag, so he's fixing that. Well, it's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice. A.K.A. Young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving. A.K.A. Young Paulie Walnuts. A.K.A. Victor Mone Jr. A.K.A. Everybody Loves Chris. A.K.A. Young Wikipedia. You feel me? A.K.A. Ralph Lauren's Offspring. You know what I'm saying? I was going to really hurt them today. I got the polo socks on, polo sweater. I was going to do the polo boots, polo pants. Oh, Dalton is... having some technical difficulties off mic. But it's okay. We all right. Everything's copacetic. Yeah, I was really going to hurt their feelings today. But I just decided to chill. I got this nice vintage Ralph Lauren sweater on today. Trying to be all that I can be. Got to hold it down while Dalton's fixing his shit. I don't really know. Where we at? We drinking some wine right now. We were supposed to have a guest, and Amanda was supposed to be here, but the weather brings turbulence, I guess. So this is going to be me and Dalton today. Hopefully we can entertain y'all for about an hour.
Yeah, it's going to be a short episode.
Yeah, it was raining and shit, so people in Dallas don't know how to drive when it's raining, so we had to take
an alternative. And just as an aside here, this... the lighting in this room is way weirder than the other room.
Yeah. They don't care about that shit, dog.
I know, but no, if you're watching it, you do.
Yeah.
Because, like...
should we put a disclaimer for people with, like, epilepsy?
Well, they don't have no flashing lights. It's just bright. I'm going to try to correct as much as possible, but see, they have this light so high up, I can't change the settings.
Right.
But we here.
Yeah. A.K.A., sir.
Oh,
First of all, take a breath. Get yourself...
man, they had all my shit under a sandbag. Yeah.
Get yourself settled.
Okay, yeah, it's Dalton. D-O-double-D. Dad gang extraordinaire, you know what I'm saying? We out here.
Episode 249.
249.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
man,
sir.
We're here.
You want to go ahead and plug the dad gang early?
Oh, yeah. So, as always, I'm wearing my dad gang hat. Got the promo code. You just go to Dad Gang. Any order you, whatever you order, one hat, 10 hats, whatever.
Yeah.
You get 15% off.
Yes, sir.
The code is Dalton. So my name, D-A-L-T-O-N, D-A-L-T-O-N, 42453. The link will be in the description of the episode if you're listening and if you're watching.
Yeah.
It's going to pop up somewhere in the screen right here.
Yeah. Dads are popping up left and right. So y'all get y'all's hats, man. To join the club. I fathered a lot of styles, so I should get me a hat.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it can mean many things.
Yeah.
For sure. But
my coworker actually asked me Tuesday. She was like, what's up with the Step Brothers merch? Like, no hoodie, no hats, no shirts, no nothing. I was like, look, you got to talk to Dalton about all that. He's the business. I'm the entertainment. We do have a store.
Yeah, I'm still designing stuff because they keep dropping products and stuff on there. So I'm trying to see what we like. I'm slowly designing them, see what they like.
Yeah,
and this is a sample.
Yeah,
this is the most expensive hoodie.
Yeah,
it's a pigment dye. There's like 30 colors of this one. Mm. They're all like pastelish, mm-hmm. and it has the Step Brothers logo on front, and then the Step Family on the back. Yes, but sir. I also made new logos too, which is why
it's steady rolling out.
I'm adding.
So Rochelle, we come in with the merch. Okay, just give us time.
It was supposed to be to launch the store with the website the same time. I was supposed to be like, it's not as fast as it seems.
Yeah,
facts. When you do it, but. Facts. Yeah, because I didn't want it just to be like a hoodie shirt and like a mug. I wanted like
the whole
options.
Yeah,
I wanted
fingernail
unisex
clippers.
Women, men's, yeah. kids, hats, all beanies. Shit. I want a bunch of everything on there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm slowly going through.
My hair is long enough now that I could wear a beanie and like my hair stick out. So I'm definitely like.
All right, Cam Newton.
Yeah, beanie man right now. And I'm fucking with the look.
Speaking of Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah. We will get into that. But first things first.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday to my grandmother.
Yes.
She turned 84.
84.
February 22nd. We took a trip to Jackson last week, which is why an episode did not come out.
Yeah, your annual trip.
My annual February, the end of February trip. It was a little bit quicker than it usually is, even though we made it in record-breaking time. Which I can't really get into the details here.
It really record-breaking.
But, yeah, other things broken. Yeah. Other things were broken as well. But, I got there with enough daylight to go make my rounds, stopped at my uncle's house, chatted with him and my aunt for a little minute. He's been hounding me for shoes because the last time he came out here, he saw how my floor was just like, you can't wear all those shoes. You only got 2 feet. So, I took him like 5 pair.
Sure.
Took him a pair of threes, fours, some Air Maxes, a pair of Tims, and some work boots. And you could bet your sweet ass he had the Air Maxes on that. Like, after I left and we all met back up in my grandma's house that Friday, he had them on. But, Zach went, which was a rare occasion. This is his second time in like a long time going, which so it was nice. Everybody got to visit, met some people I've never met before in my life.
Wow, that's cool.
Like
family.
Well, he's the father of my cousin. My cousin is no longer with us. Hating ass nigga killed him on the basketball court back in the day. But the crazy thing about that is, he and I share the same birthday, my cousin.
Okay.
And so I never met his dad. Mm-hmm. As the legend goes, my aunt got pregnant or whatever, you know, back in the day, dad split or whatever. So he wasn't that involved. Last time my dad said he saw him was at my cousin's funeral. And that was, I had to be 3, 4 maybe at the time. So I don't remember my cousin at all. Like nothing. But I know I had to have seen him, met him, you know, but I just don't remember him. Him and Mook were the same age. They grew up together. They were, you know what I'm saying, locked in. But anyways, I met his father, which I don't even know if I asked him his name. I think somebody was just like, that's Carlos's dad. So I was like, oh, shit, let me go say what's up. So, you know, I introduced myself. You know, I'm Jesse's son. And I was like, you know, me and Carlos, we got the same birthday. He was like, oh, really, man? Wow, that's crazy, man. You know, all that small talk, really. And but it was cool meeting him, because that's a part of my family's lineage, especially with somebody that I really didn't get the chance to kick it with, learn from, and all that shit. He's a Cookie's older brother. So, recipes of Carlos, he just had a birthday too. So happy belated to him as well. Heavenly birthday. But yeah, grandma shit fires always. We had the food already. You know what I'm saying? I made my world famous chickens on the stick. If you don't know about it, as celebrity, he know how I get down when it comes to the chicken on the stick.
It's not you, G.
Yeah, he was. Fuck. I didn't know my nigga was gonna hate on me like that for real. Like, nigga, I told you, bro, I get bit. My niggas, we had to skin raccoons where I come from, nigga. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing. Chicken, that ain't nothing. We got my grandmother a forever bouquet, so it'll never die. It was, I don't know how many flowers are in there. It had to be handmade. It was beautiful, though. She really appreciated that. And we just gave her money and shit, but it was good times. As always, Cookie's house is the spot. So we all the youngins ended up down there. Now, here's the story for everyone who knows Vince, my brother. Everybody who's met him, seen him, come in contact. Here's the story. All right. So my parents leave Thursday morning about 10. All right. So Zach went with them. And Anthony went with them. I'm at the house. I'm expecting to leave Thursday night, but plans changed, so I end up leaving Friday morning. So I have a younger niece. Her name is Sincere. She had to go to school Friday.
Yes.
So the original plan was to wait for her to get out of school I could take her down there with me and mm-hmm. who I was riding down there with. But, again, plans changed. Vince and Alex decided last minute that they were going to go. So, Sincere is Vince's daughter, so she's going to ride down there with him and her mom. So, Alex calls me probably about 2:30. So, I'm already in Jackson. He was like, yo, ask Diamond, can she book us a hotel room somewhere in the area? Because Diamond works for a booking agency. I don't know if you know that. Cruise booking agency type shit. But the hotels come with the cruise, obviously. Anyways, so I was like, all right, let me try to figure that out for y'all. Wooty woop. So they were gonna come Saturday. The party was at Saturday. It was supposed to start at 1. It was supposed to be 1 from 1 to 4. That's just so all the neighborhood folks can like get the fuck on, you know what I'm saying? So most of the day I'm prepping the food, frying it. Going back and forth between Cookie and my grandmother's house because they literally live in walking distance of each other.
Yes.
So
your whole family's on the street.
Yeah, my whole family is on one. Well, not whole family.
Yeah, but
both my grandmas walking distance. Cookie's walking distance from both my grandmas, and Cookie's older sister is walking distance from Cookie. So like, it's all one neighborhood type shit.
The street is their street.
The street is our. So, I'm walking up and down the hill. Going back and forth, Cookie grandma house all day. So I missed when Alex and Vince and them showed up. But by the time, because I was in the shower getting ready. So by the time I get out of the shower, go down there, they're there.
And this is Saturday.
This is Saturday, okay. The day of the party, right? So after the festivities, like I said earlier, we're all at Cookie's house drinking. They all smoking. We listening to, which we got to get into this afterwards. We listening to music. We having a fucking fantastic time, bro. Slow dancing under the moonlight, bro. Mississippi is nice breeze going on. No street lights, all vibes, right?
Yeah, Vince was on a different planet.
Vince was on a different planet, right? So much so that I had to hide his bottle.
He had one clip on his Instagram story, and everybody, there's like music playing, they was having a good time, and then chatting up. You see Vince by himself,
yeah,
staring into the distance,
yeah,
just talking to himself.
Yeah, yeah, doing a little.
And I was like, oh, he is out of there.
Shout out to Kirsten because she noticed that too. She said, damn, y'all look just alike. I was like, yeah, that's my older brother, but he's a black sheep. So chill out. Anyways, me and my uncle walked up to my grandmother's house, my father's mother's house, because my dad is renovating her house. So he's showing me.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
cool.
So they tore up all the floors. They redid the ceiling, everything, right? They're doing the whole thing. So he's showing me all that because my uncle's a part of it, kind of, sort of. He's the lead, if you will. Make sure everybody do what the fuck they got to do because we live here. And as we're walking back down the hill to go to my grandmother's house, I hear Vince yelling. So we're at the top of the hill.
And you hear the yelling.
And Vince is at the very bottom of the hill. There's at least 8 houses from the top to the like bottom of the hill.
Okay.
So I hear him all the way to the top. So I'm like, okay, he really wants his bottle. I'll give him his bottle back. Whatever. I said, oh, I just found your bottle, bro. It was sitting on the table. So, again, we partying, having a good time, wooty whoop. So, Vince and T, which is my niece's mother, leave for the night. So I'm thinking they going to where they staying, right? We continue our night, smoke. We go get another bottle of Don Julio. We still going. Go to sleep, wake up. We getting ready to leave. Alex wants to ride back with us, right? So I didn't charge my phone the night before, so I had to walk down to my grandmother's house, tell my mom, like, yo, call Alex, see where he at, see where Vince at type shit. Alex is like, well, I'm at Jackie's house. I guess Vince and I'm at two house. I charge my phone, turn my phone back on, call Vince. He didn't answer. I call T. I say, yo, we about to head out. We finna go pick up Alex. He said he left his car keys in the car with y'all. We finna come to two house and grab him. T said, oh, no, babe, I'm back in Fort Worth. Vince at home. Yeah, imagine the surprise, the fucking surprise, bro. 1 minute, he's there. They're there. They leave.
Like a whisper. Bro. It's gone.
So just to put this into perspective y'all.
Where's Alex Keys at, bro?
Oh, he got him. Okay. Everything got situated. Okay. But to put this in perspective for y'all, from my house to Jackson is six
hours, right?
6.5, right? That's not including stops. 6.5 hours. Vince lives 8 minutes up the street from me. So 6 hours and 40 minutes. They drove 6 hours and 40 minutes to sit down, eat, argue, get back in the car, and drive another 6.5 hours to get back home. All one big turnaround. Mm-hmm. Fucking insane. Nobody knew. I had to call my dad. That, bro, you won't believe this. They left. They on their way back. Woo-tee woo. So, all in all, good trip. Stopped at this burger joint in Canton, Texas. World famous burgers or some shit. Old school.
Oh, you're talking about Dairy Palace.
Yeah, Dairy Palace. Fucking fire. If y'all ever in Canton, y'all should check it out. It's fire. I'm not gonna lie. I first walked in there.
I got nervous.
I was like, Alex, we're definitely getting called boy before we get up out this bitch. I just want you to know that because, like, it was nothing but old school white people. But they were all nice, all friendly. It's kind of like a Chick-fil-A, toned down Chick-fil-A with the service or whatever. But my trip as well. Again, happy birthday to my grandmother. Belated birthday to grandmother. Happy belated birthday to Carlos. Now, here's where you come in, dog.
Where I come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're an R&B guy.
Oh, okay. I was like, where do I come in?
This is how I started my conversation. Cookie is like a sister to me, right? Confidant. I let her hear the music for anybody else. She don't judge me about my nails, nothing. Like, she know her boy. You know what I mean? So I told her, we just sitting having a conversation, random, off the wall. I'm like, yo, I had tweeted Fortunate by Maxwell is my number one all-time favorite R&B song.
Right on.
Right? Out of all the R&B songs I heard in my life, right?
Yeah.
I said, number two, all time, Snooze by SZA, right?
Wow. I said,
all time.
Wow.
All time.
Okay.
Like, it's that good to
already.
Me. Already, right?
Okay.
So it's a bunch of my cousins in there and, you know, other people in there. So we all joined in the conversation. So everybody agreed. I was like, yo, those are really two good picks. Like, I'm not mad at that shit. But then they threw in a wild card.
Oh, okay.
They said, now, Chris, word on the street is Money, what's her name? Money Long?
Yeah.
That twin song is like number three. Like all time. I said, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody put their fucking brakes. How do you feel about that song? Twin, where have you been? How you feel about that joint?
It's fine.
Okay. Is it better than fine or just fine?
It's fine to me.
It's not mind-blowing or anything.
No, it's fine.
Writing's not mind-blowing.
It's fine.
Production not mind-blowing.
Like, if it's on, I'm not going to change it.
Right.
But you're not going to see me, like getting into that shit.
Right.
I'm just going to be like, all right, cool.
Okay. Perfect, right?
It's like a 7 out of 10.
They said that's the side B to Snooze. This is what they said now.
Okay.
Now, the song is infectious.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we see TikToks. Everybody say, twin, where have you been? Like, everybody say that. Like, it's tight. It's tight. But
if we're talking about all time,
yeah,
though,
that's what I'm saying. Fam. Like, I said all time.
I mean, you putting Snooze is like getting me a little itchy.
Nah, bro. Like, to me, all time.
That's Snooze. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But yeah.
But Snooze and that, what is the name of that song? So I just don't keep calling it Twin. Where? Yeah, Twin, where have you been? Oh, shit. Okay. Twin. That wasn't 4 hours. Let me see. It's called Made for Me, all right? By Money Long.
Money Long.
All right. So, the record's dope. I want to say JD, Jermaine Dupri. And
you have to really
read. Well, I know because you know JD, they also call Dilla JD. So even though he's no longer with us,
Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, Jermaine Dupri, JD. Y'all know what this is. Who's it? Brian Michael Cox? I think they were heavily involved in this record.
Which
makes sense because that sounds like them, right?
Two R&B legends. Yeah,
I think if I'm not mistaken, they are a part of that record, right?
Okay.
So to me, that record is purely nostalgia bait, right? It sounds like some Jagged Edge shit from the 2000s. It sounds like, you know, old, you know, who, it sounds like that era.
Yeah.
So that's why it's working to me. It just is.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Yeah, it's a good record, but yeah. I don't know if I would put it
all time.
It's not an all time good record.
Look, Chris, if we're talking about all time and you're putting that number three, you're skipping too many people.
Yeah. Too many.
Like, even you picking Maxwell number one.
Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy, but that is a deep cut.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about all the, like, what do we consider R&B, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider Stevie Wonder R&B?
Yeah. Soul, R&B, soul, pop, yeah.
So, that broadens the conversation,
right? It does, but.
Has Prince made an R&B record?
Of course.
Okay, that's what I mean. So, like, you pull a Maxwell, that's a deep bag cut.
Yeah.
Because, like, Maxwell doesn't get enough respect as he deserves.
That's
because
Pretty Wings.
His vocals talent is insane.
Yeah.
No, Pretty Wings is bananas.
Yeah.
Like, vocal-wise?
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm in my but, like, but you, if I start throwing names at you, you're like, oh, fuck.
But I'm still not putting nothing.
No, I get you. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
That's when you're, like, making a list. I'm like, what about this person? You're like, fuck, I forgot about this.
Okay, here's the thing.
Because when you make a list, you always, like, forget.
Yeah, of course. But here's the thing.
But R&B, man.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And this is going to be controversial. Spoke to Ryan and Domin about this earlier.
Okay. To Ryan, though?
Yeah, because he got the joke. R. Kelly wrote Fortunate. And produced Fortunate. Okay. I'll just be honest.
Keep it a buck.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, legend has it, he did not want to give Fortunate up. The label, I think he owed the label a favor. It was something label-wise, and he had to give that record up.
That was the one. That was
right,
the price.
Right. That was the price.
Okay.
All right. Now, with that being said, if R. Kelly released Fortunate, it would have been bigger, right?
Oh, bigger for sure, yeah.
But would it have had the same effect?
No.
No, right?
Yeah.
Because to me, R. Kelly, he can sing.
He's
not a singer.
It's
to
just
me.
Like, okay, it's just like this, right? Because this happens all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Like, just think about it. I think the most popular example is Happy, right? Because
he brought it for CeeLo.
It was supposed to be for CeeLo.
Right.
And that would have been a fucking way different song.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Because they don't sing the same. They don't have anything the same at all.
Right.
So, like, that would have been, it would not have been as a huge hit.
Right.
If it wasn't Pharrell.
Right.
Because CeeLo wouldn't have made it as a hit.
Right. He would have So, to get back to why I brought up R. Kelly, to me, okay, I know controversial. Don't cancel us. I'm just speaking about
us.
Okay, sorry. Don't cancel me. All right. R. Kelly, if he wasn't a fucking creep, sicko, all that shit, if Versus was still happening, nobody, excluding nobody. I'm talking Mike and Prince. Nobody's touching that nigga, bro. Nobody.
Not even Michael Jackson?
Nobody, bro.
That's interesting.
Nobody. Mike is the god. But Mike ain't got as many records as Kelly got. That's infectious like that. Look. Like, I feel like niggas we adored, revered, deep reverence for a bike, right? But niggas wasn't fucking with Invincible.
I was, because Butterflies is on that bitch.
I'm just being honest. I'm a fan.
So, look, I think I've said this before. It's crazy, right? Because, like, Invincible was his lowest performing album, right?
Right.
And it went, like three times platinum.
Right. It's still crazy.
But, like, for Mike numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that ain't shit.
That ain't shit.
But three times platinum.
Right.
But yeah, he did. But Rock Your World's on there, bro.
And that's probably that's in my top.
I know that's in your top 10.
Three, yeah, top
3. I know
three.
That's in your top 10.
That's top 3 Mike Jack songs for me all time.
No, I'm saying that's in your top 10 R&B records.
Yeah.
Because you love that song.
I love that record, bro. Everything about Child to Dark Child, bro. He produced the fuck out there.
Dark Child is so underrated,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he is. But to get back to why I brought up R. Kelly, he wrote that record and we said what we said. But my issue with Money Long is kind of what I have with R. Kelly.
Issue?
Yes. Because okay. I do have an issue with Money Long. Outside of the record not being, I mean, the record being nostalgia bait.
Okay, what's your...
She's not a vocalist to me.
Okay.
She's...
Sure.
She can hold a note.
Honestly, though, that's more of a lost thing now.
Right, it is. It is.
We're in the melodic era.
So, would you call SZA a vocalist?
Yes.
I feel like... Okay.
Because she has shown me that.
Right.
Like, and if you see live performance, Diamond can attest, live.
She can do that
she
shit.
She got go.
Yeah.
And that's where you really see who is a vocalist. Just go to Control, and she has a mixed bag on there.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes, her main thing is the melodic.
Yeah,
pop. But don't act like she can't get busy.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
she sound like Tweety Bird.
Her flexion. Yeah.
But she can go.
I agree.
Right. Now, what I like about SZA is she doesn't try to overdo that.
Yeah.
Because that is also a problem we had, like mid-2000s. We had oversung songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
But... Because Fantasia is a fantastic vocalist.
Yeah.
But she does oversing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Jennifer Hudson has a very powerful voice.
Right.
But she oversings.
Like Christina Aguilera, so I'm not trying
oversings.
To. I feel like she knows when and when not to, though.
But she still oversings, though.
Yeah.
She'll hit you with 97 runs.
Yeah.
And like, bro, okay.
Okay. Yeah. We get it. Let's
reel it back in.
Yeah.
That's great for live though.
I get that. That's like a live
performance thing, right?
Yeah.
But when you're making a record you have to tame that.
Yeah, you ain't gotta do it.
And that's what makes singing difficult on wax, right?
Very
because
technical.
you just wanna it's innate, right?
Let me be honest with you.
Yeah.
I enjoy R&B. I enjoy the beats, I enjoy the chords, everything. Like I would have to say, honestly, just for...
R&B's hard, man.
It is.
It's hard to make.
My era growing up, like, Aaliyah was it for me.
And also, that's also vibey.
Right. Her voice, but she could really sing.
Yeah, but that was... She was, like, the original vibe girl,
yeah,
right?
And her beats, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, bounce. When I was... beginning my music... When I was beginning to make music, I studied Timbaland. And so I had to study Aaliyah, Genuine,
Missy,
Danger, Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado. I had to go through his whole lineage to see, like, why he doing this for these people, right? But with Aaliyah in particular,
mm-hmm.
first time I, like, really was introduced to R&B, like, when I was paying attention to it, like, of course I heard, like, everything because of my parents and whatever, but I actually chose to listen to Aaliyah, so I'm trying to figure this out. I couldn't figure out singing because of the rhyming aspect of it.
Yeah. I got you.
Hold on. I'm sorry, because I know this might be important. I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm, like, doing the podcast right now, but I got you right now, okay?
Mm.
You heard that?
No.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to send you, though. I can't do that. But I can send you. See, you getting me to talk a little too crazy. I'm going to say, I got you, okay?
Text me.
Okay, bye. Like I was saying, we going to edit that out.
No, I'm not.
All right. Anyways.
Keep all. We keep it all. We raw.
Where was I at? Aaliyah. I can't figure.
The rhyme.
Right, because I'm used to like, hip hop, hip. And then like Aaliyah's like, mama always told me to be careful who I love. Like, I can't conceive that.
Songwriting conceptually is different with R&B, right?
I can't conceive that, bruh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I just can't do it.
Like, yeah, words don't have to rhyme.
Right.
Right.
Like, I'm like, yo, yeah. What is, I'm like malfunctioning, right? But anyways, to get back to the overall point, no, I forgot the name of the song already.
The Money Long.
No, Money Long song is not like that. It's a great song. And again, me about her vocal ability, to me, she performed on Jimmy Kimmel and the clip made, and I didn't say nothing. But I watched it and I was like, ugh.
Look.
Somebody else had to say something for me to be like, okay, I agree. Look, I just didn't want to be.
And this is, that's the thing. Like I said, some people have that vibey voice.
Yeah.
And that's big right now.
Yeah.
Not everybody can make it go crazy. And then also live singing is different.
Yeah.
You don't have the controlled environment. You don't have, because you could take, like, when you're in a controlled environment like a studio, you can take breaks and you can take punch-ins and things like that. But when you're live, baby.
Yeah.
Like, so, and then sometimes you realize people don't sound the same in person as they do on a record.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of singers in person, and it's interesting what they do, right? So, like, Erykah Badu. Sounds the exact same in person.
Right.
I know you don't like him, but John Legend sounds the exact same in person. But I'm just saying, he sounds literally carbon copy.
He do.
And he plays the piano while he's doing it.
Yeah.
Sade. Whew. Phenomenal in person.
She one of them ones, bro.
I think she's one of the greatest.
Yeah, she one of them
And it's not even fucking close.
Yeah.
But like, and Shelby went to see Beyonce. They're all, she's powerful in person.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, there's a difference between studio performance and live performance.
I agree.
And it's the same with rappers, too. But singing is like, I think it's the most glaring, because sometimes the song even sounds different if you ain't got it. But with a vibey song, it is easier.
Yeah.
Because if I just have that vibe. But like I said, if you're a singer and you know your pocket, like Drake, stay in your pocket.
Right.
Stay in your lane. Don't do too much.
Right. So this is why we give Hov so much credit, right? Excuse me.
Wouldn't be a podcast without a Hov plug.
Come on, man. So Hov, infamous for going in the booth and laying his verse down in one take.
Yeah, he won't record unless he knows he got it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, when he goes and performs, it's the exact same thing, because there's no, I mean, obviously when he started auto-tune, I mean, it was a thing, but it wasn't a thing to use in hip-hop and all these effects and shit like that. Like, it was straight rap, right? Nas is another, you know, from that era.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Straight rap.
Yeah.
It's going to sound the same.
Just look at listen to the mixes, right? Like, so you have a, you have no double layer, a lot of single layer of vocals.
Maybe an ad-lib.
And a couple ad-libs sprinkled in, right? And then we get to like 2000, that's when we start double layering and all this stuff.
So it's interesting to go back, like Kanye, for instance, great example, because he was the first artist, rapper, let me say that, rapper to put auto-tune, to have an auto-tuned mic or effects in the back built for him to perform 808s and Heartbreak, right? And even around that time, he did his put-on verse by Jeezy.
Oh, T-Pain didn't do them like that?
T-Pain probably did, but you know, Kanye was, you know, my guy. Now, no disrespect to T-Pain.
I'm
pretty sure he had to.
But I don't know if it was built in mic or if they did it on the
the board. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But so, I do remember his little unit.
Right. So it obviously, if you go see Travis today, the auto-tune effect live is way better than in 06, 07, 08.
I could imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
But I went back and watched Kanye and Jeezy perform at the BET Hip Hop Awards when they did Put On. And it was egregious. It was horrible.
Yeah, right?
Like, I remember watching it live, like, when it came out, and I thought it was the greatest shit ever.
Yeah.
Right? But as I got old, I'm like, yo.
Older and wiser.
And it's crazy because I always felt like Kanye has just been Kanye, right? Like, this whole time. So, like, in my adult brain, I was like, there's no way Kanye heard this and was okay with this.
Yeah.
But it was the times.
Had to roll with the punches. So, like, it's crazy. Because, like, speaking of that song, like, I just remember, like, yeah, I can't imagine, like, live. Because that verse to me was, like, I remember when that verse came out.
Biblical.
Like, because we knew what just happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the only girl in the world that know me
that,
best.
That part made me tear up every time because my aunt had died around that time too. So it was
and
like,
his mother died.
Yeah. So like, it hit me personal.
But yeah, like that. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like back then, did they think that was ass?
Nah, of course not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure you couldn't hear it well.
Yeah.
Like,
No,
imagine being in the crowd, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you're probably like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, back then they used to use those stage monitors.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
It was probably horrible, bro. But, you know, that's just a testament to how far we come. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Jeezy, though, he did his Tiny Desk. Did you catch any clips?
Yeah. I saw something where this chick brought, like an all-female. It was
college. Her, whatever college is in D.C., I can't think of it.
But,
Howard or Harvard or something.
But, no, it's Howard.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, that's why the crowd was so dry or whatever.
So, okay, so you continue.
I saw people kind of like that shit was boring.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know if it was boring.
Right.
It's just like, what do you want Jeezy to do? Because, like, Scarface, for instance, right? Like,
one of the best ones.
But his is great for that setting because he's telling you some street stories, right?
Right.
Jeezy shit is like, I got to get up right now. Right.
His Jeezy's approach is story mixed with, like, the street shit. So it's.
But his got.
A tempo is up.
Because I guess the best he could have went the Juvenile route.
Yeah.
Because Juvenile's was phenomenal.
Yeah. Juvie's was another Juvie's was great.
Like, and I'm glad shout out to NPR though.
Yeah.
Because they literally bring in not only like artists like this, but they bring in like a lot of people that like are like more obscure. They still bring them on there.
Right.
And they really be leaning into rap on there, and
it's fire.
Like just think of all the almost all the rap ones are like fucking great. Like the Mac Miller one, classic.
Yeah, classic.
Freddie Gibbs smoked that shit.
Wu-Tang. Right?
Oh, come on. Like so, but
again, Juvie's Usher's. Usher's was phenomenal as well.
Yeah,
the Watch This meme was birthed. But here's my thing about Jeezy's, right?
Yeah,
I feel like Jeezy did not 100% know what he was.
Right.
Walking into.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally how small.
Right. And, like, I think he was expecting crowd participation.
Yeah.
And so Tez, which is Tuesday, made a great point on Twitter. Like, the song selection, we love those songs that he picked. It was, like, his most pop. He picked like popular backpack rapper songs, the popular street song, like, you know what I'm saying? Like how we all love Go Crazy and
he,
shit.
I don't think he did like research, right?
Right. Like he should have did, like he could have did Dreaming with Keisha Cole, right? Man. That would have been fire. Shout out to the Runners. I hope they're not forgotten because they did some phenomenal work in like 06 or whatever. But anyways,
Go Crazy.
That's a Canon or whatever. Which he did Go Crazy. And the instrumentation to all these records was unfucking believable. And that just goes to show how fire Shawty Redd really is.
Yes.
That his everything, everything he put into those beats
doesn't get enough
could be played. Fire, keyboard, bass guitar, drums, everything. So I think Jeezy just didn't understand the concept for real. He was expecting more crowd participation.
Yeah.
Which he got on, like, he did And Then What, which that would have been fire, too, if he had a live horn section. Mm-hmm. That would have been fire. But, I think that was his only fault. I do like the songs he picked, but.
Like I said, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible at all.
It's just like.
I think them not participating kind of took him out of it.
I mean, I get it because a lot of performers feed off that, right?
Right.
But also, you know, like I would have done like a bunch of like watching, right? I mean, we already watch it, but okay, let me see what kind
Juvie
of
Juvie did or Scarface.
I know Scarface did it. Let me see how he did it.
Yeah.
Because. And Scarface didn't even do nothing like crazy, right?
Yeah.
But like
it's his conviction, bro.
But it was so intimate.
Conviction.
And he's just like, and the way he code switched, right? Yeah. Like when he was just talking and then like went into
another
the record.
Day, another life.
It was like flawless, right? Like
yeah, he was fire, bro.
And
he brought Mike Dean with him. So it's like, come on.
And when I watch it like that, it's the same feeling I get when I see like a ball player, right?
Yeah.
Because can I technically rap? Yes.
Right.
Can I technically play basketball? Yes.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about like pro level, right? Mm-hmm. When you're like, I want to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You see like the true like game, right?
What it takes.
And you're like, oh shit, I ain't there. Like it's like second nature, like snapping your fingers.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's just like watching Kobe, like because. I don't think nobody worked harder than Kobe. Like, no one can convince me otherwise, right? Right. And there's been too many things, like, attested to that. So, like, it's just, like, watching that, you're like, man, these motherfuckers are professional, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and, like, they could get it anywhere. Right. Like, really, like, put me on God's green earth, I'll triple my worth. Because, yeah, like, these motherfuckers could just pop, they just pop up in Tiny Desk, and they're just making immaculate performance in a fucking office building.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people, because Tiny Desk is fire. Like, I just see, like, even, like, bands and shit, like, the way they put that shit together in that space, you're just like, man, this is why they there.
Who, okay, while we're on Tiny Desk, who would you want to see on there that hasn't been on there?
Like, who hasn't been on there? Jay, of course.
Anderson did one, right?
Yeah, he did. He's been on there as a backup and as a...
He played drums for Max, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Mac.
His was great.
He had a happy belated to him as well, January.
But, of course, Jay.
Yeah, Jay would be fire.
Kanye would be amazing.
Shit.
But I don't...
Tyler would be dope.
Tyler would be great. But with the Kanye one, here's a caveat. I don't think he would treat people there very well. So I don't know.
Okay. Here's the narrative about Ye, right? While we're talking about him.
I'll tell my number one though.
Who's your number one?
Roots.
Oh yeah, that's easy. They haven't done one yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
But I have to check.
Yeah. Because I want to say Black Thought. Let's double check on that. Let's double check on that. Because I want to say Black Thought.
Let me see. I mean, because if not, I need to watch it. Because obviously, I have not watched all the Tiny Desk ever existence. Sade would be fucking fire though. But she doesn't ever.
Yeah.
She don't have to do nothing. But
Adele would be dope.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Fucking knock you out with them vocals, boy. Yeah.
I wanted to defend Kanye, and I still do, but. They told Beyonce I think it was Oklahoma or some shit. They were like, we're not playing Beyonce. Beyonce is not a country artist. We're not playing her on our station or whatever.
It's okay, just, so they did. They did do it. They did. They did a the Roots and Bilal. Did a
word.
Wow, I have not seen that. I need to watch that shit
right
expeditiously.
So they said Beyonce wasn't a country artist, and they weren't gonna play her on the radio station. And I just want that radio station to know.
And she still went number one.
She still went number one, bro. With or without your consent. Don't ever try to play the fucking queen, bro.
But
your fucking mind, bro.
But if, like I said, if Kanye was polite, I would like him over there.
So, again, about Kanye, there has been people who's worked with, been around, whatever. I don't know if you saw this, but one of the ballerinas from the Runaway era,
mm-hmm.
that when he was doing the Runaway, came out and spoke on his behalf, basically saying, like, you know, we did a show, and there was a party at the hotel. Kanye obviously invited all the ballerinas there and shit. We were just vibing, having a good time. And one of Kanye's homeboys, she didn't say who it was really like trying to get up on me type shit, trying to make me drink and do all this shit. And she said, you know, she was like, oh, I'm good. You know, we got a show tomorrow. I'm not trying to get fucked up. But he kept being persistent.
Right.
And Kanye overheard it. So she says, Kanye walks up to the situation and yells on homie, right?
Yeah, of course.
It was like, hey, she said she fucking good, bro. Chill out. You being weird, nigga. You being a dork or whatever, right? And she was like, he was like, oh, my bad. I wasn't trying to be all sad. But especially with all this, like, with all the Me Too scenarios coming about right now, because she put that out when the Cassie and Diddy shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a day or two after, just right?
Letting know that he's...
Right, he's not that type of guy. He may be this, but right. He's not that, right?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever heard anything on that.
Right, like, I think he only...
Even Kim hasn't said anything right, like that.
I think he only treats people like they're idiots if they're genuinely being idiots.
You know, but he's quick to snap.
Yeah, he is quick to snap.
That's all, because it's like Tiny Desk. Like, if he didn't get the effect he wanted, I feel like he would be like, hey.
But I also feel like, especially right
you
can't now,
you don't have a temper.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, man. Come on. But I also feel like because nobody's fucking with him as far as backing him or like no big things are reaching out to him. If NPR was just like, hey, we're gonna take a chance, bro. Come on. And he came, I think he would treat it with...
Oh, I know if he decorum. Went, it would be like, he would probably have some shit we never seen in
there.
Yeah. He'd probably throw up lights behind right, him and
shit. Like,
we're on Kanye, have you seen the shit they're doing for his new show?
In Paris, yeah.
Like that screen shit?
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, I just want to, applaud Kim and Ye. I don't know these motherfuckers for real, but I applaud them for letting their daughter be who she wants to be and do what she wants to do at such a young age, and don't tell her, like, don't do it. Like, she ain't doing nothing sexual. She ain't trying to be too grown. She's a kid having fun. Like, that record, the It's Your Bestie, Miss Westie shit, they was in Paris singing that shit a cappella. And she's in the middle of these motherfuckers just enjoying the fucking vibes, bro. Like, that's fire that they allow her to do that.
You know, she is his daughter 100%.
100%.
She, like, that, it's crazy. It's just like, it's crazy that his lyrics came to fruition. Like, you know, it's what you call karma because once you have a daughter.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, yo, your persona just went into a little girl.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way she talks to Kim.
Yeah.
And then, like, she always dresses as her father.
Right.
And I'm like, and she just has, like, his vibe.
Right. You saw when there was a clip that was going viral on Twitter. Kim was, like, trying on some shit for, I guess, a show or outing or something. And North was like, I'm not going to lie. So if it's bad, I'm going to tell you it's bad, but I'm not going to lie. You see that one?
Yeah.
Fire, bro. What 8-year-old finna tell their parents that shit, bro? Like, but she's being honest, and she's like, as a kid.
Being sincere.
Yeah, you break a plate, you try to cover it up. I didn't do that. It was the cat. Whatever, right? To me, watching that clip, it showed that no matter what, she's going to tell the truth. And that's fucking fire. Like, she's not scared of the consequences of her truth. And that's fucking fire. Like, a lot of adults don't even have that.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I'm glad she has confidence early. Kids needing confidence is very important.
Very important.
Because that's where you see, like, the disconnect is when they lose confidence.
A confident child will make for a better adult, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're not scared to be out there, be quirky, be introverted or extroverted, whatever the case may be. Like, you know how to explain exactly what you're dealing with, what you're going through, and how today is going to be for you and anybody that is in front of you. Like, you're able to express that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In a pure, honest way. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. And me saying I don't want to go to the club hurt your feelings, that's not my intent. I'm just telling you, me as an individual, I don't want to go to the club. And I'll fuck with you tomorrow. Anyways, moving forward, your boy Cam Newton. Let's talk about it. Let me take my glasses off.
First off, I just got to say, on behalf of just normal people everywhere,
yeah,
stop trying to test these pro athletes.
That, and let me say something else, because I was not made aware of this until his incident. If, for those who don't know, Cam, for the last 7 years, has been holding, like, a football camp.
He's had a 7-on-17 for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But then, yes, he started a youth thing, and he goes to different communities and have 7-on-7 tournaments.
And he
brings, like, the community together, right?
Yeah, and you know, Cam is a very giving type of guy,
and
right?
Also,
information. This is what it's going to be like when it's time for you to go to high school,
and
college.
And not only that,
league.
He's always there.
Right.
Like, so he doesn't just host the event and he's not there. It's like Cam Newton's event.
Facts.
He's like there, and he brings guests and things of that nature to like to the community. And then he puts like coaches on and everything like that.
So here's what I did not know
about
these events. These entitled fucks, right?
They were coaches.
Well, the kid, I'm more or less talking about the kids.
Uh huh.
Because this came out recently because Shannon Sharp and Ocho's little Zoom podcast.
Yeah.
They brought this up. So I watched it. I was like, wait, word? Like, these kids talk shit to Cam.
Oh, they've been doing it for years.
And not like, oh, I'm finna bust your ass on the field. Not that. Like, they really try to personalize the attacks towards Cam.
And
he's throwing the event for these children.
Yeah, so, like, I think the most popular clip was a couple years ago, as far as from the kid, right? So he was still an active player at this point. But he was hosting the event. He was on the sidelines coaching his team.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid behind him was like, hey, yo, Cam, you suck.
Yeah.
You're not better than blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then Cam turns around and is like, but guess where I'm at though?
Right.
Like, right. So like, but he doesn't belittle the kids or nothing. He just like says his piece and then moves on.
Right.
But like where we've got, and he's, I think he's one of the few players that has been disrespected since he came to the league, right?
Right. 100%.
Like, he was always, he's not this and that, right. this and that.
Right.
He's too this. He looks mad because he lost or whatever.
Right.
And I asked me an athlete that likes losing, like, first off.
You're not going to find one.
But I'm like, bro, he's holding the event for you.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's been happening.
Okay, I was not aware.
But and then Shannon Chad, obviously, they fuck with Cam heavy.
Yeah. Ocho, yeah.
And then Cam has his own shit now, which he's happy doing.
Yeah.
But, so at this event, at the 707 tournament, apparently, here's the backstory, because it came out later. He hosts a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, there was two guys that were on his staff that he fired, and they now have their own team. So, he invited them to this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they played each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous day before the fight,
mm-hmm.
One of the gentlemen, his team beat Cam's team in that game. So after the game, he was like, see, I busted y'all's king's head or
right,
whatever.
Type shit. Type
talking.
Shit.
And then Cam is a legendary trash talker. Like, that's what he does. He talks shit. He's from Atlanta, bro. What do you think? And then so the tournament ended the next day, and then Cam's team won the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the trash talking was at an all-time high.
Right.
So
tensions.
It behooved the gentleman. They grab him. It was one guy, and then he grabbed two of his other
coaches. Which the dude with the dreads and the other dude are brothers.
Yeah, and then one other coach, right? Yeah. So they decided it would be a smart idea to jump Cam Newton at his own tournament.
Yeah.
That he invited them to.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the clip, basically what happens is, first off, if you watch the clip, yes, those are grown men.
Yeah.
Because they don't look like grown men. They're because that's how big Cam Newton is.
Cam is a fucking giant.
So now, I'm going to try to paint this picture. So, okay, Cam is the size of LeBron James, right?
Yeah.
I think he's 2 inches shorter than LeBron. But he's muscular-wise bigger than this motherfucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's huge. So they, look, Cam doesn't even throw a punch, right? Mm. So they try to bum rush Cam. Cam is holding one guy with one arm,
yeah,
holding him away. Another guy is in a headlock, and he is walking, literally walking like he's going on a stroll, holding these two men. And another one is trying to punch him.
Yeah.
And mind you, he has like one of those top hats on, right? And while he's walking, this dude is trying to punch him. And these dudes cannot move, right? And he's holding them. And another guy is trying to punch Cam in the face. I'm talking about Cam's face wasn't even moving.
He got a strong neck.
Pause. He told the man, he was headlocked. He said, hey, teach a man how to fight. And he was just throwing these dudes.
Like, yeah.
He didn't punch anybody.
Nobody.
Because they would have been out of there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Twitter got a hold of it.
Yeah.
And did Twitter. Like, they were like, bro, this man has had the worst offensive lines in history. You think that y'all going to face him? This man, it took 9 Atlanta Falcons to tackle him on one play one time. You think you three regular guys are going to tackle this man?
So the two coaches that are brothers, the one with the dreads that was talking shit in the video when he beat him, was like, nobody saw when Cam was talking shit to us, and he was in my brother's face, so of course I'm finna go and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, your brother, of course, are you your brother's keeper, right? Like, if somebody getting into it with Dalton, I'm not asking any questions. I'm finna run up.
But see, if you're coaching, though, that's just part of it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, bro, it was like three niggas. He had two hemmed up. Another nigga, this is the part of the video I don't get. There's a short little light-skinned dude with long hair. I don't know if it's dreads or braids or what. I think he's wearing a gray T-shirt. He runs up and throws a punch.
He tries his knee.
But I don't know if he's trying to hit Cam or one of the niggas.
No, he tried to hit Cam.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that was whack.
But here's the thing. So there's a bunch of layers to this, right?
Yeah.
First, like I said, don't try to fight pro athletes like or boxers or anybody. You go get destroyed. Because you don't realize, look, these people look normal when you look at them against other athletes. When you look at them against regular people like me and Chris, mm-hmm. it's going to be a huge difference. Like, if you watch basketball, everybody looks pretty even.
Yeah.
But if they walked off the court and you were next to them, you'd be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. Type shit.
Like, I've seen Dirk in person, right?
Yeah.
And Dirk on the court,
he don't look that big.
He's tall, right? Yeah. But, like, you don't. Bro, when I saw him in person, I was like, bro, this man's
tall as that light.
Bro, tall as a light. His shoulders were fucking twice my body size. I was like, oh, never mind, bro.
Yeah, nah.
No wonder you got it.
I don't want to dap you up.
So, like, and then also, like, what example, like, if you're a coach, right? What example are you setting for your kids, right? Now, because how can you coach after this?
Yeah.
Because are they going to respect you? Because, like, that's not even standing up for yourself, right? Because, like, if you a coach, right, you talk shit to each other, let the game speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, ball don't lie, right?
Yeah.
So, like, in basketball, of course you talk shit on the court, right? But at the end of the day, like, the winner gets the spoils. Like, you're like, yeah, they beat us today, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it is mm-hmm. what it is.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, this is about the kids, and they didn't even make it about that. They were selfish, and I think it's irresponsible.
But shout out to Cam for how he handled himself.
And I'm glad I'm glad this didn't make a shit, because, like, it could have been a shitstorm for him.
Yeah, and everybody's on his side.
Because he didn't throw a punch. His composure was incredible in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even when he's been taunted his entire life, right? Yeah. Like, professional life.
Yeah.
And he just has learned to let that shit bounce out because he's not going to jeopardize what he has going on.
Right.
But now, what about that community? Has that ruined that chance for that community to get into the tournament now? Because of their actions?
Who knows?
It's also silly to me. Because what did you prove at the end of the day?
Nothing.
You just made an ass of yourself. You're not even, because they're not even saying your name. Yeah. You're not even getting your name out there because, like, you're an idiot because now you're just the idiot that tried to fight Cam Newton and got dogged.
But you and your brother. Daddy gonna whoop y'all ass when y'all get home.
Bro, I just don't get it. But, yeah.
It's unfortunate, but, you know.
I hate when shit like this happens. So
at the end of the day, love him, hate him, what Cam is doing is in betterment of the community. And speaking of community, let this be the last thing we say. Something very important near and dear to my heart. Today's the last day of Black History Month, dog.
It is.
The 29th. It's a leap year.
Leap year February.
How do you want to thank me today?
How do I thank you?
Yeah. A black man.
A black man.
Black History Month.
Okay.
All right. This is the last thing. Matter of fact, make this a clip.
Okay.
Make it a clip. I deserve that.
Sure. Yeah. You do. So what do I thank you for?
You heard me.
I mean, I just thank you for existing, really. For being here.
You can't get bigger than that, brother.
Can't get bigger than that. Just for being here.
Right.
Being open.
Right.
Being receptive.
Right. I am that.
Like if I call you, I know if you don't answer, I know you'll call me back.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for just being, you know, family, man. You're the godson of my son.
I'm the godfather of your son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was never a question in my mind who I was going to pick.
Yeah.
Even
though you picked two other niggas.
Yeah, but you're godfather one.
Well, number one.
And I immediately told him that. I was like, yo,
this is the pecking order. Yeah.
But.
Y'all hear that?
You and my son literally is his uncle. Yeah. When you call, he speaks to you. He needs aware of you. You watch my child. I thank you for all that. You know, you talk to my wife on a regular basis. The biggest thing I think, your dad. Yeah.
Your dad sent me those shoes. I'm not gonna say what shoes, but he said, and I talked to him about it. I didn't be like, hey, bro, we don't do that around here. I'm like, that's you, my brother.
This is that being open.
I hope you don't wear them motherfuckers around you.
Yeah, nah.
Because I'm gonna fire your ass up. But nah, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off this.
I think the biggest thing you could thank anybody for is just being themselves, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, dog. Thank you.
So thank you for being you.
Yes, sir. Always.
And thank you for allowing me in your life.
All right. Stop all this sensitive stuff. Look,
man, you did.
I'm not gonna be funny.
Yeah, this is a real deal.
This is real. I appreciate that.
I feel like you know, that's not a time for a joke.
Right. You did. You said
you tried to get me canceled.
Nah, you had me a hello, dog. I'm not gonna hold you. All right, you had me a hello. I appreciate those words.
If you were announcing like your friendly soulmates, you're my friend's soulmate.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's really what it is.
That's a fact.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm
not going anywhere. It doesn't matter what state we live in or anything.
We're gonna make it do what it do at all times. And I'm gonna continue to try to add a spark of a little flair, a little unpredictability, if you will, not only to you, your wife, your son, but to all my friends.
Yeah.
That's what my purpose is. I just want to add a little extra paprika. When you thought the meal was complete, sprinkle that on there. That's me. You feel me? And I love y'all. I love you. And thank you for the words again. I'm pretty drunk right now. I think I'm going to keep drinking after this. But thank you guys for tuning in to another spectacular episode. We had a great conversation. Sorry I talked so much at the beginning. I had a lot to say.
It was a shorter episode because we, like I said, the rain made us late.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't know how to drive when it's raining in Texas, y'all.
It was rough out here. And then...
the TV went off.
Yeah, but it's fine. And our guest...
let's not... Wait, I don't know what you're going to say, so let me let you
know. No, we had a guest. She's going to have to reschedule. She said she'd probably be in it next week. But we do have a guest coming up, just so you know. But at least this time we can ask her about a show. Mm-hmm. So we have a guest coming up. I've been working on the video stuff, so please watch. Like, really, I've been really working hard on trying to make it look better, different. I mean, even with the trailers, you can already tell the camera quality different out here.
Yes, sir.
We've been doing stuff. The merch is coming, I promise. I'm working on a website too. I just got a lot of things in my personal life too that I got to handle. So, like, I can't do everything, but I'm out here. Next episode is 250. So, if it is a guest, it'll be the guest. And then we have to do some extravagant shit too. Because that's half of a 500, man. That's like
the deal. We came a long way. Every time we say, yeah, we're 200 and whatever episodes in, niggas be like, wow, bro. And you don't realize how many people start something and stop something, right? Yeah. We did not stop. We went from like two of Dalton's cribs, right? Three. It was our apartment. Then when you and Shelby moved in next to that Twin Peaks in Dallas.
Yeah,
and then Mockingbird Station. Then we went to the other house. Then your new house. Then we had one other studio, right? And then this studio. We did record at my brother's house. We recorded at Katie's house. Like, we did not stop. It don't matter where we at.
We were everywhere.
Like, if Mississippi had, you know, better Wi-Fi connection, I would have live streamed the joint.
I would have pulled it up.
You know what I'm saying? But they catching up. They just got Uber. They just got DoorDash.
Amazon. Your grandma still don't have Wi-Fi, right?
Don't talk about my grandma like that.
No, bro. She still don't, right?
Nah. But you could bet your body she got surveillance.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking surveillance.
Yeah.
The four screens on the TV at front of the house, back of the house, side of the house, surveillance. You feel me? But nah, she got like... She doesn't have Wi-Fi. No,
I know. I remember she was like, I don't need that shit. But
yeah, shit, you know. But anyways, it's been a spectacular pod. I got to go pee. Piece of chicken grease.
Same.
We out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.